This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. Coolest hockey shirts you're going to find anywhere. You should put them on. You should wear them. You should love them because we do and we think you will too. www.ABSFAM.com. This is an in-between episode, which means it happens in between podcasts, and these typically have something to do with somebody more than a team. The somebody this time is Richard Pollock, and he actually knows quite a bit about the San Antonio Rampage, which is our AHL team for those of you not keeping track. He knows in particular about a couple of players that I would like to know more about, and he's going to tell us about that today. But first, the cool song you never heard.
Yeah, you shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves, this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
So how do you know about San Antonio and teams like that then? Is it just part of what you're into? Or it seems like the AHL, and especially not right around you, would be a weird team to follow as the Rampage.
Well, I'm actually also a big Wolves fan, Chicago Wolves. And while the Hawks weren't that good, like early 2000s, the Wolves were amazing. They were winning Calder Cups, and they had great teams. They were filling up the Allstate Center every night. And I've always liked the AHL, but Before San Antonio, I was really into Lake Erie because it was the Avs affiliate, and I kind of like just watching players develop like that and just seeing them like in the minors and then seeing them in action like with in the bigs, and then like just saying, hey, like I saw them live like in the AHL, like I met them or stuff like that.
Yeah, it is so cool. It's kind of cool. Like seeing a band live at like a 30-person gig somewhere at a bar or something, and then, you know, seeing them make it really big. It's kind of cool that. Like you were there before everybody else was. I don't know why it matters, but it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And plus, I get to usually meet the players after. I just went to a game Sunday, the Wolves versus Rampage, and Rampage beat them 3-1, and I get to meet Zadorov and
Big Z, man. He's Big Z Rantanen for a reason, too. Not a small dude.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, me and my buddy were walking after the game. We were walking around because we know where they eat after the game, which is kind of scary. But it's inside the Allstate Arena, and so we just were walking around there, and we turned the corner, and Zadorov was walking right there, and we almost ran right into him. And I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "Nikita Zadorov." I was like, "Nikita, can I get a picture and stuff like that?" He was really cool, and they're all really nice, and they love seeing fans there.
Yeah, he should be cool, man. I mean, he's in a humble part of his life right now. I think he knows that he's got a really good upside, but currently he's playing for the farm team. And not that there's something wrong with that, just you got to think that, you know, his dream is still to be a full-time NHLer. So I imagine he's feeling the humbleness.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the main reasons why I took a picture of him is because I'm a big fan of him, and I do see him being a big part of the Avalanche soon to come, so.
So what do you think of him down there? I haven't heard much about his play down there, but I imagine he's doing really good.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard you say this before. He's like the puppy dog that's like all over the place. But like he's starting to get his game together, and like he lays out big hits. He takes shots, a lot of shots. He's playing better defense. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to learn some more. He's only 20 years old.
Yeah, so that's the thing about MacKinnon, that he was a tough pup, and now he's a mean dog. But I think the same applies to Big Z too. You know, he's young, but he's going to be a beast.
Oh yeah, he's going to be a beast
for sure. So all right, so you know a little bit about some of the players then, and there's some guys that I'm definitely looking to learn a little bit about. So just tell me in general though, like who are the stars of the team? I imagine Pix is up there, right? We hear a lot about him.
Yeah,
he's up and down, but
yeah, everyone loves Pix. And Agostino is pretty good. He's, I think he was leading the team, I think, in goals, but then he got called up to the Avs. But players that are pretty important down in San Antonio, I'd say Colin Smith. I think he's tied right now with the most points. Obviously, Chris Bigra, he's an Avs prospect that we should see pretty soon called up, I'd say in the next year or two. And I don't know, I'd say they're all pretty big, but obviously Rantanen's a big everyone sees him play. And he, the game I was at, I think he scored a goal and got 2 assists. So he's just really good down the AHL. And we should see him up actually probably next year for sure.
Yeah, he's really highly thought of. But when you watch his game, is there anything special about it? Or is he just a solid hockey player? I mean, I imagine there's got to be something special to get the draft pick that he did. But do you see it when you see him play?
He's got power. He skates through like players, like he's got speed as well, which is crazy. And I just think that we're getting a steal here at that number 10 pick, and I think he's going to be a full-time NHL player and even a star.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I mean, I think that we have some depth right now. If your AHL team is doing that well as they are, I think that you can call that depth. And if you compare him to somebody like the Wild's AHL team, it's not. You know, it's the complete opposite of it. So it makes me feel good that we have that coming up, because right now we've kind of had a tough season. I mean, I don't even know if our record really reflects the way we've played, but the lack of consistency definitely reflects it.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, the Wilds, Iowa Wild will have some good guys coming up soon. But yeah, they'll get things together. But I don't know. That's it for that.
So there was a couple players in particular that I was going to talk to you about. One of them was Colin Smith. You were definitely going to tell me about him. But another one is Darren Haydar. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
What do you know about this guy? I know nothing about him. I'd be talking out of my ass if I said I did.
One of the main reasons I know him is because he was a Wolves captain. And I met him multiple times. And he's a really nice man. But anyways, Darren Haydar, he signed with the team in 2009. And basically, with the Avalanche, I mean, but he played in Lake Erie and was even voted to the All-Star game that year. But yeah, when he did get called up for his one game, he played against his former team, the Thrashers. But yeah, he was called up in February, and I think he played with Cody McLeod, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't even think there's game footage from that. I mean, you could probably find it, but that was all the way back in 2010, actually, but he was signed in 09. But, I don't know. He's just more of I think his main thing was just being an AHL leader. He's the captain for the Calder Cup, but now he's playing in Europe, and I think actually he's playing in Germany, but he's 36 years old right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, not a bad career. I mean, like everyone,
no.
He wanted to be in the big show, I'm sure, but that's not bad. I was just talking to somebody about how many guys end up overseas playing hockey, and I just didn't realize it until I started really looking at the list of players and where they all went.
Sweden
seems to be a big one, too, in the Swiss League, and there's a handful of them, but I don't know. It's kind of weird because you think about it. These guys are sort of towards the end of their career, but it's almost like another, like, prospect.
Yeah,
like,
a new
these
door
teams are going, hey, man, we're going to get some guys out of this draft, and these guys are, like, 36 years old.
Yeah, and they're tearing it up in Europe, which is pretty funny. So
yeah, I hear that it's not nearly as tough, or what's the word I'm looking for? There's not as much physical play over there. There's still some, but it's not like the NHL, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah, and I think it's because I'm pretty sure in Germany even, they're playing on bigger ice, right? So it's less physical.
Yeah, and then so
more skill.
Who is it, the number one pick that everybody's talking about? I can't think of his name all of a sudden. Matthews.
Yeah, Matthews, yeah.
He's playing with Crawford somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think he's playing in Switzerland right now.
I think so, too.
But he's going to be, you know, the hype around McDavid and Eichel is big, but Matthews is going to be just as big probably as they will be in a couple of years. He'll be a star.
Yeah, he seems to have a different game. I've heard people compare him at times to Kopitar even, which is a pretty good comparison.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lofty one for sure, but...
Yeah, I heard Kopitar. I think I heard, I forget who else I heard. But yeah, Kopitar, I guess, would be a good comparison. I've seen a couple of his highlight videos, and he looks special. So
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to tank or anything, but if it comes to it, I'm not too upset.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if we got that first pick.
So who do you think is our best first pick ever? Is that going too deep, or do you know most of them?
Our best first pick ever?
Yeah, and we've had some first picks, and we've had some failures that way, too. Our first round pick, I wouldn't even say, like first pick, just first round.
Okay, yeah, first round pick. I don't know. I mean, right now, I know it sounds crazy, and it's not even that crazy, but I could see MacKinnon being, like, a really important player in the future and really like a star. Like, even could be like, you could get the Stamkos level, which is really insane. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's our best first round pick in Avs history.
Right. And that'd be pretty cool too, because you got people like Tange, who, you know, he's played a lot of games for us.
Yeah.
He's done some good things too. So I don't know. I agree with you. I mean, McKinnon's special. It's, I wasn't so sure when we got him, but it's hard to be so sure. I mean, it's not my gig to sit there and scout players, and he comes around with this pimple face and this kind of weird vibe about him. But man, you just watch him mature and you see it happen. And it's got to be a little bit like you watching these guys in the AHL and then seeing them go up to the NHL. Is you really kind of, you enjoy the story. You see these guys thriving where it's not easy to thrive.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, at the time, I really did want Seth Jones, but I guess obviously McKinnon was the better pick. So, I mean, Seth Jones can be a hell of a defenseman. He already is, but and we, the Avs did need defense, but we weren't just – I think like McKinnon was just like the – it was the right choice for sure.
Yeah, I think that their policy was take the best player, which is silly, because when I play like NHL 2016 or 15, whichever it is, I'm like that too. I'm like drafting guys in GM mode, and I'm like pretending like I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, I got to take the best player. It's kind of silly, but I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, and an NHL team should be picking the best player, because the best player you could always trade later in the future, which is crazy. Like, you don't want to find like a guy that you need, like, because that's what some NHL teams do, and then they don't end up being that player that they thought they were going to be, and then they messed up like picking that player instead of a player that was like higher in the rankings, which you should just always draft the best player, in my opinion.
It's always a different thing, right? If you're a team that almost won the cup and you're missing one piece, maybe you're leaning towards that piece. But if you're a team that's rebuilding and it's the long view, you got to go with just the best player and build around that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Go, Matt. So I'm going to hit you with some rapid-fire questions really quick. There's more of those, actually. But
okay.
Let's see. How do you watch your hockey games? Let's start with that. Are you a game center guy or cable or hockey
I'm a game center guy. I got to watch it on the game center. I don't have any connection from altitude all the way over here. But, yeah, so I usually either watch the games on my Xbox One or I watch it when I'm working, which is pretty funny. But, yeah, I'll always I haven't missed an Avs game yet this season. So
I haven't yet either, although tonight's is going to be tough. These 5 o'clock games for me are just killing me, man.
Tonight will be tough because actually I'm playing some rat hockey tonight, so I will probably miss most of the game.
You're playing what?
You know, like dropping rat hockey games.
I've never heard it called rat hockey, but yeah. I'm familiar with the dropping for sure.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I never heard that before. That's weird.
Maybe
all right,
so weird.
Have you tried hockey streams before? It's pretty good, man. I use that one right now. I tried Game Center for like a month and it just pissed me off because it was so far behind everybody else. And so you know, everybody else was like, goal, fight. And I'm like, what? And it's like, it gives it away too soon. So I went back to hockey streams once I figured out how to get my account active again. And I love that thing, man.
Yeah. And don't they also stream AHL and like, I think European hockey too?
And OHL. And then they do a lot of Olympic stuff and they do a lot of hockey. It's really cool, especially for dudes like you who are into it, you know, like, you can watch, you know, a semi-pro team or something like that and get a lot out of it where some people just can't. They don't get it. Like me with college hockey, I can't watch, man. It's not for me. I love hockey. I've played it my entire life. Somehow college hockey, I'm just like, I can't watch it anymore. It's boring.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a lot of heat for that, too. I'll get some Twitter hate, but whatever. That's what it is, man.
Yeah. I'll definitely – what's the site called again?
Hockey Streams.
Hockey Streams. It's like $100, right?
$110 I think I paid for my last one. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like reliable. I didn't think like, you know, put it like $100 towards it and then like have a game that's like 20 minutes later, not loading. Like I wouldn't want that, but yeah, you know I'm definitely going to look into it next season.
You should. And I can't say that with like any great certainty that they won't be something weird, because I think maybe it might be a little shady. I'm not sure on that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if you can get in right now. They had some billing issues and they locked everybody out. And like I said, that's why I tried Game Center, is I couldn't get into the games, and nothing will piss you off more than missing hockey games, man.
Yeah, so, and then getting like goal updates, which is
And then so I don't know about you, man, if you've ever had to cancel a Game Center, but I tried to do it and it's a pain in the ass. You can't do it without calling them, and then they have all these silly ass questions about it. I'm like, dude, I don't want to give you my money. Just get over it. That's it.
Yeah, actually last year I was in the payment method of paying every month. I forget the total every month, but the thing is I switched my credit card out and I didn't know how to like put my new card in, and they had me call, and I called and I was talking to a I think a French Canadian man. I don't know, but it was very hard to understand him, and just it wasn't. I never got to watch the last month of hockey, which is what sucked.
It does, man. I mean, I have to admit, I schedule a lot of my life around hockey games, so it's important stuff for me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's the next best one. How about, what do you think's up with Varley? You think Varley is just in a spell right now, or is he kind of, because in Washington, he had, what, a couple of decent years and then fell apart a little bit?
I think it's all in his head, really. He needs the confidence back. I mean, I miss seeing the goalie that, like, is facing 40-plus shots a night and is getting shutouts. Like, he used to be really, like, crazy with that. And I went to a Hawks-Avs game last season where, remember when he stopped, like, 50-something saves and got that shutout? Yeah, like, I don't know. I really miss that. But I wouldn't give up on him. Like, people that are giving up on him, I mean, really, are you going to give up on him already? I do feel like he's going to break out of this, and he's going to come back and have a better year, like, coming up soon. But
I think so. And he has Waz confidence, which is a big deal, right? I mean, gain confidence, having the confidence of your coach who happens to be a goaltender and who had some tough years. There's no doubt about it, man. Waz wasn't always amazing. It's just he was overall amazing.
Yeah, and, like, even look at Red O'Bara last season and now this season. Like, that's just one season. Like, last year he looked like some, like, ECHL goalie in that we had, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, we can't have this. Like, but
yeah, I don't know how you guys do it over there, but over here people flipped their switch quick, man. They're like, what, Varley's not playing good? Bear's the best ever, trading. Or anytime picks comes up, you know?
That is really dumb.
That's just being a fan, though. People freak out. They pay their money to be idiots for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm one of them sometimes, I'll admit it.
Yeah, and I get pissed, too, at, like, Varley. Like, if he's letting in easy goals, I'll get mad, and, like, I'll be like, we have Calvin Pickard in the AHL. He's a beast. Like, maybe we should have him up and trade Varley. But then I'm like, nah, Varley's our man, and we can't give up on him this early.
Yeah, if you really think about it, I mean, I think that Waz doing the right thing. I think it's just we're not having a good year. It's not all there yet, but you do see signs of it. Like, the last couple of games, guys are really sticking up for each other where you didn't see that before. I mean, Duchene would get mugged in a corner and guys would just skate back to the bench. You're like, that's not hockey. That's not what this is about. You have to play for the guy next to you, man, not for your paycheck.
Yeah, and they don't even look that bad this year, which is, I mean, their record looks bad, but they're losing games by, like, one goal where, like, an empty net goal and two or a goal and an empty netter. Like, those are, I think we've only lost like two or three games by more than like two goals, which is crazy.
I think that's what hurts so much about it. But there's some of those games we're coming back from a couple goals and Waples the goalie with like 5 minutes left and we get a goal or two. And
then they get the empty netter and we're like, oh, well, that was fun.
Yeah, I make this comparison. I don't know if you're into martial arts or UFC at all, but it's kind of like, you know, there's these guys who dominate for three rounds, and this other guy always has that knockout punch, and it seems like we're getting hit with that knockout punch all the time. Like, we're playing really good, really good. We have one stupid moment. Dude comes over with the right-hand cross and just knocks us out. Game over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how it is. I mean, just little mistakes that aren't even that big, and just teams are capitalizing on it, and especially since our goaltending hasn't been, like, phenomenal this season. Like, if we had great goaltending, I'd say our record would look much better.
It would make up for where we kind of don't have the defense together, because everything did get better. It's just our goaltending wasn't what it was, so it doesn't matter if the Soderbergh's or, I mean, I don't know exactly why Big Z got sent down. I'm thinking it's because of his play away from the puck, though. That's what I've seen and what I've kind of been told by people who know better than me, is that, you know, it wasn't so much his lack of hitting or his inability to get the puck on the net. It had more to do with his away from the puck play, especially in the defensive zone. And, you know, I'm getting to that level. I'm not exactly there where I truly understand that. I grew up playing right wing, so everything I do is north-south, and I don't really care what's behind me very often. But I'm starting to learn it, and I start to see it. And that's what's cool about it, too, is the longer you follow it and those stories like that, you get to see how they affect the other guys on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, when Bork came along, everyone who played defense with him or even played with the Avalanche got better just because he was there. That's the kind of the status that he brought. And it's, you know, when Duchene's on, the guys around him are better for sure.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And Ivan Boschman's making, I think he's helping our defense develop more. And, like, have you noticed that we're not really getting, a lot of the games where I was shooting the teams and being outshot, because last year and, like, the year before, we were just being outshot every single game. And we were getting, like, 20-some shots a net. The other team gets, like, 30-plus, 40, you know, something like that, crazy. And I think that our defense will be getting better, like, in the next couple seasons.
I think so, too. And, yeah, definitely the shots on goal. That was a big deal for a while, but now that it's kind of flipped around, nobody ever mentions it. It's one of those ones where it was an easy thing to pick on, but we've actually been doing better than the other teams a lot of nights anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So do you think that Picks will at some point, though, be the goalie of the future for the Avs? Do you think that, like, when Barty comes to a contract, they might have a hard look at Picks? And when Picks isn't, I don't know what you call it, but his ability to go up and down from the AHL to the NHL with not hitting waivers, whatever that is, and that goes away,
yeah.
Do you think that he's going to be probably at least a backup, if not the starter, at some point?
Picks will be, he will be up with the Avalanche. The thing is, Calvin Pickerhead is something that a lot of goalies don't. And the thing is, he doesn't lose his shit after letting a goal in or two goals in. He stays calm the entire time. Like, I went to a Wolves Lake Erie game last year when the Avs were with Lake Erie, and Calvin Pickard, he lost in a shootout, and I think he had 50 stitches that night. And I was like, oh, no, like, he's not going to be happy after the game. I talked to him. I was like, sorry about the loss, man. And he's like, oh, it's all right. He's like, it happens. And all the reviews on him, on Calvin Pickard, and all the analysts just say he's a positive goalie, and he's always positivity is what's key in the NHL.
Right, and the other guys feed off of that for sure. Yeah, I've heard that mm-hmm. about him too. So for me, the best story I've heard about him is on the side, I make some t-shirts, and one of them is a Pick shirt. And
yeah.
I had this little contest where basically it was like a scavenger hunt. So as soon as you got a picture of yourself with that shirt with Calvin Pickard, then I forget what I gave them, something awesome. But he was really cool about it. For one, he signed it and he held it up and he did all that. And he sent a little message off to some people that then shared with me how much he liked the shirt and all that. And he just seems like a super legit guy to, like, do all that. Cause who knows, man, maybe he doesn't even like that shirt. Maybe he's like, dude, I hate it when people do that come at me, bro, thing that's on that shirt.
Nah, he's not like that. He's
maybe not. Yeah,
he's a gem.
Right?
He's a gem. Nah, yeah. He's a really nice man. Last game I took a picture with him and he was leaving. And I was like, hold on, Calvin. Cause I was taking a picture with Bordalo, and I was like, hey, can I get a picture too? And he stopped and he was all cool. And he was eating like a sandwich and stuff like that. And he's an awesome guy.
How's Bordy doing? It's kind of a tough story there. I don't know if it was the wrong thing to send him down, but you know.
Bordy's Bordy. His skating doesn't look great in the AHL. He could hit players still. I don't even think he took one shot during the game. When Marc-Andre Cleish is looking like an all-star next to him while playing, that's not really that great. So I doubt we'll see Bordalo up with the Avs again.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And Cleish too, same thing, right? I think that it's the right thing for him to be where he is. It was time for it. We got some other guys who are getting a chance now because he's there, and I think they deserve it too.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have Gormley. We had Gormley. He sat the last game, I think. But what do you think of him? Is he going to be sticking around?
I mean, he's a first-round pick, and he's only like 23 years old, which is, I think he's going to be sticking around. The thing is, defensemen take a while to develop, which people don't understand that much. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a top four defenseman soon. And I think we could have got a steal for, you know, Stefan Elliott for Brandon Gormley, who could be good for us.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I mean, it was cool to see him get a shot, and I know that he had to sit one, but I think we're going to see more of him, and who knows? We'll see what happens. I think a lot of it is, can you be coached by Waugh, which I don't know what that even entails, but I mean, it's a big deal for defensemen in particular, is can you play the system your coach wants you to play, because nothing's going to piss a coach off more than you missing something and a goal going in.
Yeah, he needs to just learn more, and it'll take time. He's not a forward, he's a defenseman. He's going to have to learn the NHL style a little more. That's basically it.
So do you think that Patrick Waugh is going to be our coach then long term? Do you think they're going to give him the time to put this together and see if it gels, or do you think he gets like one more year, and if we're not making the playoffs, then, you know, it was fun?
No, I think that Patrick Waugh, the project for him being coach was supposed to be a long-term project. He turned a team around. Like, that 13-14 season was crazy. I mean, you remember it. It was crazy. We were I think that we need to give him some more time. I wouldn't give up on Wall already. And plus we're not even losing games like that bad. Like, plus he looks just so stressed out, and he's going gray, and he's just looking sad. And like, I saw him, like, when we had a goalie pulled, he was just I saw him on camera, just he was just chewing his nails and he just looked all messed up. And I was like, ah, I was like, that's not right. Like, Patrick Wall, he's a great coach. He won the QA with the Remparts. He won the I forgot what the trophy's called, but yeah, he won that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
I think it could have been the Calder, actually. Calder Cup, maybe?
I don't know what the hell anyway, it is.
Yeah, I'd
spit it out if I knew, but I don't know, man. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, and so he could do it. He could do it. He just, this year, he's not getting that goalie. He's not getting great goaltending every night, and that's what he needs. And especially since he was a goalie, he knows that his job could be on the line if the goalies don't look good soon. I mean, besides Vera, and like, Vera's looking great, but do you think we're really going to re-sign Vera with Picard coming up like soon? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I haven't had a great track record deciding who we keep and who we don't. Like Ryan O'Reilly, I really thought we'd keep him, but that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not going to re-sign him for, what was it, $7 mil? Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm still worried.
We're not re-signing him.
You know. So, you got a pretty vast knowledge of hockey. I mean, a couple of different leagues and even that. So, who do you think is the best coach right now in the league? That's something a lot of people don't talk about, right? There's good coaches, but nobody ever goes, this guy's doing the best job. Even if his team isn't necessarily showing it, there's guys that you just know the coach is good. Like,
well, just right off the bat, I could say Mike Babcock with the Leafs right now. I mean, he's making some free agent signings look good. He's the team's not bad. I mean, they're not great, but they're not like as bad as they were last season. So he has some impact on the game, and he knows what he's doing. So I'd say right now he's the best coach. And besides him, maybe like Joe Quenneville, he knows what he's doing as well.
Yeah, I think Coach Key has been the top of Metis for a while, but we have ties to him here locally. He actually played for the Rockies, which were an old-time hockey team.
Yeah,
and then he's, you know, everyone here quotes him every time there's a 5-on-3 and we don't score. They're like, if you don't score on a 5-on-3, you don't deserve to win the game. That's like his legacy here is that quote that he put out tonight.
Yeah, he's a really smart man. He knows the game really well. So he's one of the top. He's one of the best coaches.
So when you think of like success as far as a player goes in the NHL, who do you think of first? Like who pops in your mind? Who's successful?
Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, Jamie Benn. Right now, who's like successful?
Like who pops in your head? Like I don't even have to define what success is, right? But just like who pops in your head is all I'm after.
Just probably Ovechkin is right in my head.
Yeah, and he's been successful lately, which helps too, right? Because you could argue that Crosby's been pretty successful, but lately, I don't know if he's at the top.
Crosby's not looking good at all lately. I don't think much. I think what I do think is that Pittsburgh will be getting a new coach soon. I do not think Crosby is doing great under this. I forget his name, but under his system, he's not doing that well, but I do think they'll be getting a new coach soon, and I this is just a flunk. I think Crosby will be great again soon to come. But in my opinion, I'm a Ovechkin fan over Crosby any day.
Yeah, Ovi's pretty awesome. I saw a picture of him walking out of a building with a bobblehead like half the size of him.
Yeah. I think I saw one with Adam Henrique on the Devils with that one as well. He has his own.
And he seems like he's just having a good time, too. I mean, there's times where he's pissed off and all that, but most often when you see him, he's giggling, or his Instagram account, there's always fun happening.
Yeah.
I like that about him because he's taken some heat for a lot of things throughout the years. He didn't really know how to play defense at one point in his career.
Yeah, and he loves the game of hockey. Every time he scores a goal, you see the excitement in his face, like it's his first NHL goal he's ever scored. And that's what a team would love to have. And in my opinion, I think the Capitals will be going to the finals this year.
It might be that year for sure. So, yeah, and every time he scores that goal too, man, people, like, he gets the crowd so pumped up, which is important. I mean, people have to buy tickets, and he seems to put butts in seats.
Yeah, he goes nuts, and he's the Caps love having him.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere either, although nobody's above being traded, right? Gretzky wasn't one in his career, so.
Oh, yeah, and you could get traded as long as the value and the trade coming back is just as good or looks good, but yeah, anyone could get traded.
So you've seen some nutty ass fans out there, and you've maybe been nutty yourself, right? If you could just put a billboard anywhere where all those fans would see it, what would it say?
It would say it'd say free right above it. It'd be free, and it'd be slightly used defenseman Nate Gennon for free. Come pick up.
Funny. Yeah, we were looking at stats on him. He has 3 goals in his career, I believe.
I don't know what's the deal with him. It's a question mark constantly. I mean, he does play good defense sometimes, not all the time. Like, guys get past him, like, it's no big deal. But I don't know what's the deal with him, really. I lost some words. I'd go with Brandon Gormley any day instead of Nate Gennon.
So I remember when he was he just came up from wherever the hell we got him or traded for him, whatever it was. I don't even know. But
yeah, I think the Ducks, we signed him.
And he was having a pretty good run, really. And I remember they had an interview where they were talking to him. He's like, Wall just told me to go ahead and get a house here locally because I'm not going anywhere. And at that point,
that's when he had his hair too.
Yeah, he wasn't the Nate Gennon that everybody knows him to be now. He was playing pretty good, but it makes me wonder if, like, how we were talking about other players around you, if he's just not so susceptible to that, if it's not going to be one of those things where he can hold his own so long as the guys around him are doing it or supporting him in a certain way. But when he has to step it up beyond his every night game and kind of play better than himself for a little while, that seems to be where he starts to have a lot of issues and the error rate comes up too.
Yeah, and plus, like, last season, he was paired with Tyson Barrie, and every time Barrie would pass him the puck, he'd pass it right back to Barrie every single time. Like, maybe a couple of breakout passes to other players, but most of the time, this is him passing it right back to Barrie. And he doesn't do much on the ice. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really sure about it. Maybe he's a defensive defenseman, or I don't even know what he's categorized as, but... Yeah, I think Gennon stays when his contract's up, or if we can get something for him, worthwhile before that, I think that'll happen too. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Wah hates him, though. I mean, clearly he plays more than a lot of other guys. I think Redmond might be in trouble right now, but...
Yeah, Redmond could be in trouble. And, like, for Gennon, I don't hate them a guy. He's a professional hockey player, and I heard he's actually really good in the locker room. He's a really funny man, and
he's
the players
a really cool
seem to enjoy playing with him. Yeah, he's cool.
No doubt about it. But, you and I, basically what we see is him on the ice and a lot of times him shattering our dreams. So it's easy to get pissed at him and take him off the Christmas card list.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So how do you keep track of hockey? Like, give me your top 3 sources for not just watching hockey, but, like, who do you trust out there? Who do you have on Twitter that when you see their stuff, it's legit, you click on their links, stuff like that?
I'd say Elliot Friedman, Bob McKenzie, Mike Chambers from Denver Post.
Right.
A cool one is a guy, Igor Ironko, and he's actually a KHL writer, and he updates me all the time when crazy KHL news happens, especially like the Radulov's news. So he's a great follow.
I'm glad you brought that up. What is the deal with that guy? Why is he such a big deal to everyone right now?
Oh, Radulov?
Yeah.
Because he's a beauty.
Yeah, I mean, is he that good? Deal.
The thing is, everyone just sees attitude, but he's tied a second in points in the KHL with, I think, 16 goals and, like, 28 assists and stuff like that. It's crazy. And when he played, and the big deal with him is when he played under Wall, he had a 100 and, I think, 50-point season, which is crazy in juniors. And I would love to have Radulov. I'd love it.
Do you think he would be a good NHLer, though? Because I mean, KHL is pretty awesome, no doubt about it, but it's not the NHL, and juniors are not the NHL. So when he gets, could he play at this level? Does he have the speed, the quickness, things like that, or is he just kind of a minor league star? Or not minor?
Oh, yeah, he could play at this level. He was a first-round pick, and when he left the NHL, he was playing good. I mean, there was never, like, people questioning him. The only thing questioning him was his attitude and just him. I guess he would party before games, which is not good, but... I wouldn't see – if we had him on the ads, I wouldn't see Coach Wall putting up with that, and I wouldn't see Radulov trying anything with Coach Wall.
Yeah, he does command a certain respect, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's a controversial thing that you believe in that nobody else does? Or maybe not nobody else, but, like, what do you take heat for that you truly believe about the Avalanche? And if there's not one, you can just say there's not. Like, you know.
I don't know. I don't think their defense is as bad as people say it is. That's a lot. That's sometimes I get yelled at for that, but I don't think it's that bad. Yeah, it does. And I don't know. Just stuff like that. I can't really think of anything right now.
You seem to think that our goalies are going to be all right too. So that's another one that might get you a little hate, although there's more people that agree with you. I don't know. It changes. I mean, the same people that hate something love it the next day too. So
maybe
hockey players have it harder than we think with all this stuff. Maybe that's why they don't watch their Twitter that closely.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So tell me a little bit about like what you're up to as far as the podcast and all that. You said you're taking a little break, but you guys are coming back on it?
Yeah, we're on a little hiatus right now. It's just because of school and stuff like that. But I think we'll be recording one this weekend. And plus, we lost a member because he's in school in Ohio. He's the heart of the podcast. He's always cracking jokes and stuff like that. But yeah, me and my buddy Tim, we're just, I don't know, we'll be doing one this weekend.
You should just Skype him in or something like that.
Yeah, something.
Well, is your stuff all just, is it just audio or do you guys do like Google Chats and things where it's video as well? Or how do you go about that?
We actually have a blog as well, but the blog is on break as well because we're trying to look for more writers for more teams. We had a couple teams covered. We had the Coyotes covered. We had the Hawks covered, Minnesota Wild covered, Boston Bruins covered, Columbus Blue Jackets covered. I was doing Avalanche and Rampage, but yeah, we're just looking for some more writers, and we'll see if we'll continue with the blog.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm not big on the writing side of it. Plus, my spelling and my grammar can be pretty atrocious at times.
Mostly because
I don't slow down and edit. I'm like, I write it once, and that's it. Post it. Fuck it.
Yeah, sometimes it's a hassle writing some articles.
Yeah, the podcast thing works out a lot better for me. Plus, I can bring people like you on who know, in a lot of cases, better than me on what I'm talking about. A lot of times it's just me talking hockey with people, man. I learn a lot this way. Last night, I went through the entire roster of every Avs player ever with one of my friends here locally, and it was a blast. It was like 3 hours later. I'm like, holy hell, man, we just did that because we didn't set out to do it. We were going to talk about this one guy and this crazy idea I have to cover every Avalanche player ever. But seriously, 3 hours later, we'd gone through the whole list, like went down memory lane, remembered all kinds of cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea how many enforcers we've actually had on the Avalanche throughout the years. And we don't really have one now, unless you want to call McLeod one. But he can play hockey for real, too. He's often in the hate light of people, but he can actually play the game. And he's been with us for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, for a while. And I think the role of the enforcer is actually being slowly dying. And it's just because the NHL is so skilled now. Like, you have McDavid and Jack Eichel coming in. Like, those dudes are big, and they could – they could run guys over, and they could just get past enforcers without hesitation at all. So I think enforcers will be you'll see little of them in the next couple seasons.
Who are you rooting for more, Eichel or McDavid? Just as, like, general career and how well
America,
they do.
Jack Eichel. I'm a fan of McDavid as well, but I do think that Jack Eichel could have a better career than Connor McDavid. I wouldn't be surprised.
He might, right? I mean, clearly, if you get injured, you're not playing as good as the other guy. And that was maybe a fluky thing. Maybe it won't happen. But I don't know, man. I think Eichel, a lot of his thunder was stolen in that draft because of him. And he might just you know, not just elite, but very top level elite hockey. I haven't really kept up. I also have no idea what he's doing. I could be talking out of my ass again, but I imagine he's doing well enough right now.
Yeah, I think he's top five in rookie points. And he's on the Sabres. So, as much as they spent over the summer getting Ryan O'Reilly and all these other guys, they don't look that great. I think the Avs will be much better than they will be in the next couple of years for sure.
I hope so, because we kind of have this thing between Duchesne and O'Reilly right now that maybe they don't have going on, but everybody here is always comparing the numbers. We want to know who's playing better. Did we spend the money in the right place and all that too?
Oh yeah. And plus, Matt Duchesne said something about Ryan O'Reilly not being – he was a good teammate on the ice, but he wasn't a great teammate off the ice, which is – I mean, I wouldn't want a guy who's not a great teammate off the ice. If someone – if they're trying to hang out with him, I mean, I knew O'Reilly was hanging out with McKinnon and Barry, but if O'Reilly's doing his own stuff and just caring about – I guess money is all – it's what matters in the end, but – if he wanted to go to sign somewhere else, then that's up to him. I mean, he signed with the Flames a couple of years ago, and we matched that. So,
yep.
I don't know. Even that bothered me.
And the effects of that too. But there was a time when Joe Sakic, somebody had signed an offer sheet on him too, and we had to scramble to come up with things. So it's not like O'Reilly's the only guy ever who was going to leave the team. It's just the way he did it. He burned a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And you can't be mad at Joe Sakic ever. He's a gentleman all the way.
But man, he looks horrible too. Both him and Wall look like they've served like 3 terms as president, and their eyes are falling out. Their hair is getting gray, and like you hope the wind doesn't blow too hard because it might break their bones at this point.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be stressing out that much. Like the Avalanche fans, we're not even that pissed. Like we see a team that plays good like most nights. But I think it all matters about it's not going the way they thought it would by now. But and plus they're just hoping for better all around play from just. I think what they're really upset about is Varlamov, the deal that they gave him last season. I'm pretty sure that extension.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's not really my vibe right there, is just knowing all the numbers. Sometimes I know.
Yeah.
More often than not, I'm like, I don't know. I think we signed him recently. I think he has a year left or something like that, maybe.
No, I think he got an extension for a couple. I think he's got maybe 4 or 5 more years with us. But, yeah, it was a big price. And they want him to play the way that the price looks.
I don't blame him for that. I mean, there's a lot of pressure that goes into it, too. But that's what being a goalie is all about, man. You're the last guy. After everyone else gets beat or messed up, it's all on you, and you either stop it or you don't. And at the end of the game, I mean, the score is how many got by you. It's not how many got by the defenseman or how many the other guys let get through, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
So, really, all your projects right now are kind of just coming back. So, if people wanted to check you out, where would they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Richard Powell, just one word, Richard Powell 95. And, also, you could follow Basin Boys Hockey Talk, BB Hockey Talk, all one word, all lowercase, on Twitter. And also, I'm one of the head admins on Colorado Avalanche Fans on Facebook, the group, and we're 1,000-plus strong. So find me there as well.
I didn't even know about that one. Hold on. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Just a bunch of Avs fans that complain a lot or they're happy a lot, and they just post, like, cool Avs posts on there and share information, and everyone's just like a big community on the page. It's a group, but yeah, you can join it, and I'll either accept it or another admin will accept it. It's only I'd say 4 or 5 admins right now, and I've been an admin for like the last three years, I'm pretty sure, 3 or 4 years, when we were only like a couple hundred in the group.
That's crazy. There's only like 4 or 5 admins. Everything I do, I'm like the only admin on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, it's been really awesome talking to you, and I definitely will join your Facebook group. So, you got
me,
right? Did I do good enough to get accepted?
Yeah, you'll get accepted.
Sweet,
but...
sweet. I made the team. So I did sign up for this group. It is Colorado Avalanche Fans on Facebook, but don't even worry about it because there's links in the show note that you should go click on. You don't have to remember anything. Just go click on the links. It'll take you to everything that we talked about today. And if you love it, sign up or follow or whatever the case is. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. A huge thanks to Richard Pollock and, of course, to our sponsors, avsfam.com, avsfam.com. Really awesome shirts and hoodies and stickers and hats. And guess what? There's a puck with holes in it. You can put pens and pencils in it. Call it a pen and pencil holder. We think it's pretty awesome. And if you love it, you should buy one too, because they're cheap, they're awesome, and they ship pretty cheap too. Okay, so enough about that. We do have some other sponsors. You could click on them as well. There is a link in the show notes called Other Sponsors. They change a little bit, but one of them in particular is MeUndies. I know, underwear. What am I talking about? Well, if you play hockey, you know. Things like underwear are a big deal. You have a lot of gear on, including a cup if you're smart. But you know what? These aren't just about hockey either. I wear them in everyday life because they are that comfortable and they are that awesome. We were going to actually make underwear specifically for this, and they did it so much better than us, we just decided to not reinvent the wheel and go with it. So check out MeUndies. It's in the link, the Other Sponsors link. And stay awesome.